AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Would you trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes? It's among the questions Hillary Clinton's campaign thinks might work for them as they prepare to take on Donald Trump in the general election. Yes, Clinton rival Bernie Sanders is still in the race, but we're learning that the Clinton camp is shifting its focus to Trump. This morning, Donald Trump is fighting off questions about why he didn't disavow former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke and his support when asked yesterday on CNN. Trump said he had trouble hearing the interviewer's questions.
I'm sitting in a house in Florida with a very bad earpiece that they gave me, and you could hardly hear what he was saying. But what I heard was various groups, and I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavowed David Duke.
He said he held a news conference the day before the interview, during which he rejected David Duke's support. Next hour, Navy SEAL Edward Byers will be awarded the Medal of Honor for helping to rescue an American hostage in Afghanistan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Dr. Dilip Joseph, who ran a clinic in eastern Afghanistan, was being held by the Taliban in mountainous terrain when Byers and his SEAL team stormed the hideout. According to a summary provided by defense officials, during the firefight, Byers shielded the captive with his body and simultaneously grabbed a militant by the throat. The summary calls it extraordinary heroism at grave personal risk.
An Army staff sergeant accused of killing his wife and a Virginia police officer on Saturday has appeared in court by video, asking for a lawyer. Ronald Hamilton works at the Pentagon. New from Homeland Security, Boston Marathon bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev passed the U.S. citizenship test just months before he and his brother killed three people at the Boston Marathon. He had so little money, the government waived the immigration application fee. This is AP Radio News. It was a big night for underdogs and diversity at the Oscars. Our Warren Levinson was there.
Spotlight won the Oscar for Best Picture. That was something of a surprise. The Revenant was supposed to have the inside track, but had to console itself with Oscars for its director, its cinematographer, and its star, Leonardo DiCaprio, who won Best Actor after being nominated four times before. Brie Larson was Best Actress for Room. That was widely expected, as was Alicia Vikander for Supporting Actress for The Danish Girl. Mark Rylance was Best Supporting Actor for Bridge of Spies. That was not expected. It was going to be Sylvester Stallone's year. And Oscar host Chris Rock was winning good reviews for his sharp comedy aimed at the all-white acting nominations. Warren Levinson, Los Angeles.
The price of gas is going up. It's $1.75 this morning, up 4 cents from a week ago. And checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is down 10 points. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.